one of the personal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, actually who has accepted the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by words, if we say we belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu school of thought, by saying these words, we have accepted the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not a proof. We do not accept his teachings. Gorar ami mukhe bolile nahi chale. Gorar achar, gorar vichar loile phalpa. I belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu school of thought. By saying so, we have accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teachings, but we belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu school of thought. It is not proved. We should accept his teachings and also accept his practice. Both. Gurar achar, gurar vichar loile phal bole. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving his teachings to Sanatana Goswami. You will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 22nd chapter. 22nd. You pronounce that? They do not say 20. They say 20. 20. 20. What is this? This is the pronunciation here also.
20.
21. 21. I know. The word they in London. Huh? You know it? 22nd chapter. There you will find. Ebe sadhan bhakti lakkhan suna sanatan jahite pai krishna prem mahadan. Greatest wealth is krishna prem mahadan. That is the highest object. Dharma artha kam mokkha chaturvarga. Ritualistic performance, ordinary dharma, by which we get benefit here and hereafter in this material universe. Dharma, artha, for getting money, wealth, dharma, artha, kam, satisfaction of desires, mokkha, salvation, chaturvarga. These are the ordinary ends of human life, pursuits. But the highest end of life is Krishna Prem. Mahadhan. By getting Krishna Prem, we will be blessed. Even by getting emancipation, that is not the ultimate goal. Ordinary people, they say like this. The word mukti itself is not ultimate. Moksha, mukti. Mukti means he was in undesirable state, and from that undesirable state he has got deliverance. He has become liberated. He has got deliverance. These words prove that he was previously in undesirable state. But what is the desirable state? That is not clear here. He is freed from undesirable state. Desirable state is now somebody is in debt about 1 crore or 1 million. He is in debt. And he has paid that debt. He is freed from debt. But he has become a wealthy person, that's the truth. After that, when he will get money, to that extent will be wealthy. Like that. If you get salvation, deliverance, that does not prove I have become wealthy. From undesirable circumstance, state, we have been freed. Desirable state is love for Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. It is desirable state. Krishna Prem Mahadhan. Our aim should be Krishna Prem. By how we can get Krishna Prem, even in this world, if you want to increase love for somebody, what is the means to get that? To increase love for a person, love is required. By loving that person, you can increase love. There is no other means, no other method. By loving Krishna, we increase love. There cannot be any other means and method. First, when we start there, that is called sadhana bhakti. By practice of devotion, you can increase devotion. By practice of other methods of worship, karma, gyan, yoga, you cannot increase love. Love begets love. Whatever you will do, that sort of impression will come to your heart. But that is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, if you want Krishna Prem Mahadhan, then you have to practice Krishna Bhakti. When you, a novice, a neophyte starts, that is called Sadhana Bhakti. Eva Sadhana Bhakti Lakshan Suna Sanatan Jahaitapai Krishna Prem Mahadhan. And what is the sadhana bhakti? How to do this? You will find in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami, has mentioned that. Kriti saddha bhavat saddha bhavasa sadhana vidha. Nitya sabhasa prakatra hidhi saddhata. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Purva Vibhag. Kirti saddha vat saddha bhavasa sadhana vidha. Saddha, what is the saddha? Saddha means we accept means, method to get some end, some goal, some end, with some purpose. That by which the method we adopt to get the end, That end is called saddha. By practicing some method, some means, we want to get some end, then that end is called in Sanskrit saddha, sadhana. By sadhana, whatever we get, that is called saddha. What is our saddha? Bhava bhakti. Saddha bhava, bhava bhakti, the prior stage of prema bhakti. How you can get it? Kriti saddha. Kriti means indriya. We have got sense organs. We have got this physical body. And we have got sense organs. And we have got nothing. When we engage our sense organs for the service of Sri Krishna, to get Krishna prema, then that is called sadhana bhakti. Shaddha bhava. Object is bhava bhakti. Bhava bhakti also you will find in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. How we can get bhava bhakti? Adau shraddha tata sadhu sanga atha bhajana kriya tata rakti nibhriti sadh tata nishtha rutis tata atha shaktis tata bhava tata prema buddhan jati sadhakana ayam prema pradhur bhave bhavet krama. When we go through bhajan rahasya in Kartik Vrata, in the month to observe Kartik, we go through that book. There Bhakti Thakur has referred many verses from different scriptures. And this verse also is mentioned there. Adau Shraddha, first Shraddha. From Shraddha it starts. What is Shraddha? Whenever we see deity, we make obeisance. We see Vaishnava, we make obeisance. And Guru. But it's a ritualistic performance, we make obeisance. Formal, formality. But actual Shraddha, Shraddha shabde vishwas kare sudhira nishchaya, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. When you have got no Shraddha, then we have not started anything. From Shraddha it starts. And what is Shraddha? Firm belief, there should not be any doubt in it. Firm belief, what is that belief? By serving Krishna, we serve all. We have done all my duties to all living beings of this world, to parents, to other kith and kin, and to other demigods, to other beasts and birds. We have done our duty to all. Have you got this sort of belief? Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. Sometimes we think, no, no, we should work, we should do something for the parents, we should do something for other relatives, we should do something for the human beings and for demigods, etc. Then it is not firm belief. There should be no doubt in it. No, not a moment should be spent for anything else except service of Krishna. In Shraddha. By it we start bhajan. As for example, Veda Vyasa Muni has given two illustrations in Srimad Bhagavatam. Take for instance one tree, complete entity. We want to serve the tree, how we can serve? You have to pour water at the root of the tree. Root, trunk, branches, twigs, leaves, all, in complete, all are there. But if you sprinkle water to the branches, to the twig, to the trunk, will that tree be sad? Or any part of the tree will be nourished? If you pour water at the root, then all parts of the tree professionally will be nourished. And without pouring water at the root, if you sprinkle, I shall give to the branch, I shall give to the trunk, I shall give to the leaf, will that, those parts will get nourishment? And also, his body. If we give food to the stomach, then whole body is nourished. Take permission for complete whole. But without giving food, no, if the stomach is sitting and eating, I shall not give food. We shall not cooperate. Hand, I shall take food. Leg, take food. Eyes, take food. If the food is given to them, whether those parts will be nourished. The stomach is sitting and eating, you have to give stomach. By digesting, stomach will distribute that nourishment to the whole parts proportionately. Ochyuta Sihari, Ochyuta, nobody can be detached from him. His complete reality and all is within him, not outside, within. So you have to serve Ochyuta. By serving Ochyuta, you are serving all. All will be served. When anybody has got this firm belief, can he do anything else? Can he spend any moment for anybody else, for any purpose of this world? If I have got the actual belief and conviction that there is no other way of getting, of serving Krishna, of serving anybody, or for my own benefit, or for the benefit of all the whole world, infinite Brahmandas and Vaikunthas, there is no other way except serving the root. And can he be actuated to do, to give his energy to say anything else? He is spoiling his time. He has got firm belief. Whether we have got that firm belief or not, we have to first think about this. There should not be any diversion of mind, doubtfulness. Then how you will have progress? First is necessary Shraddha. Whether we have got Shraddha or not, we have to think about this. Then next stage, Tata Sadhu Sangha. Those who worship Krishna, worship Supreme Lord with steadfast belief, they are called sadhu. Sadhu, vai ananda bhavena bhakti kubbandi de ram. Who is sadhu? Kapil Bhagavan has said. Who has got that belief? He is established in it. If I serve Krishna, I serve all that. They are, in that belief they are established. They are called sadhu. When we have got this sort of belief, then God will take us to his own person, a bona fide sadhu who has dedicated his life fully for the service of Krishna. We shall come in contact and we shall have natural respect for him, natural liking for him. Otherwise, we have got no natural liking. That we will be inspired to do this. After that form thing, we shall like both Shuddha Bhakti and none else. They are not sadhu technically. Because they are not for all. If they serve any demigods, they are serving a partial aspect. Those who do not remain for the whole, he is not a sadhu. Remains for the whole, he is sadhu. Even he remains for this America, he will have fight with Russia. If he remains for this world, then he will go to exploit Mars for the interest of this world. If he extend my selfishness, my self-interest to all these globe, all this material universe. Then there one Brahman is here. I shall go to explain another Brahman. But if you remain for whole, everything within him, there will be no tendency to exploit any other thing, because all are within. That is called sadhu. Sadhu sangha. When there will be actual, real belief, then there will be actual tendency of the mind to search for sadhu, who remains for the whole, to serve all, and to associate with him. Naturally, come. Adu Shuddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. Now how I can worship? Who will teach me? Then I shall go to the bona fide sadhu. And a bona fide guru and bona fide sadhu identical. I shall take shelter to a bona fide guru. And as per his instruction, I shall start bhajan. Who will enlighten me? Worldly people, they are averse, they do not know. So how they can help me? I do not know, no enslaved jivas know. So, unless we get a bona fide sadhu, bona fide guru, we got to start bhajan. After Shraddha, then we must take shelter to bona fide sadhu, means identical bona fide guru. Grace incarnate of Supreme Lord. Guru Krishna Rama Shastra Rupan, Guru Rupa Krishna Ripa Karan Bhakta Gani. When Krishna wants to grace somebody, he comes before him as Guru. Now, as per instruction of Guru, you have to start bhajan. It is not very absolute necessity to remain near Guru. It is necessary to act according to the instruction of Guru. It is very necessary. Dhruva, only he saw Gurudev once in his life. But he got the ultimate objective because he accepted all the teachings of his Guru. Now, I remain with Guru. And Guru has instructed me that you have to perform this way, bhajan. But I am not accepting that. I am externally, superficially, physically, I am near it. What benefit you should get? Physically, sometimes sadhus and guru, they lie on the bedstead, and the bedstead there are some bugs. You'll find in India, whether here it is like blood. The bugs, they come in contact with the guru and sadhu, and they are associated with the sadhu. How? By sucking the blood. Close contact with the body. Sadhu Gurudev is thinking about the service of Radha Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and that bug is thinking about how to suck the blood. No. But taking advantage. Material advantage. But if we can accept the teachings, Guru is always there. As long as Bhagavan is there, Guru is there. Eternal. Any place, any time, Guru can appear. If you are eligible to get his association, to come in contact with him, he will appear. He is there. God is there. God's absolute counterpart, Guru is also there. But that is me. We have to accept the teachings of Guru. That is very necessary. then that will be actually we have accepted Guru. As per instruction, then we shall perform sincerely bhajan as per instruction of Guru and Shiksha Guru, whatever. Guru in different forms in that year. Then after that, if you perform bhajan, tato anarthri vritti shant. Anartha will be removed. What is meaning of anartha? Artha means actual necessity, requirement. Which is actual necessity? Purna. Unless you get purna, your wants will not be removed. Purna, absolute, absolute knowledge, absolute existence, absolute bliss, the Supreme Lord. Jasmin prapta savidam praptam bhavati, jasmin gati savidam vigyatam bhavati, tad vijigat adiva brahma. Jasmin but by getting whom? Get all. By knowing whom we know all. That is called Supreme Lord. There is the actual necessity. He is happiness incarnate. Full. So you want happiness. Happiness identical with Krishna. Rasa vaisara jevang labdhanande bodh. Rasa personified is Krishna. Rasa is not matter. By getting Rosh, by getting Anandi, you can give them. Arandi, by getting Dhan, you become Dhani, you wealthy person, by getting wealth. Like that. By getting Ananda, you can become Anandi. You can have Ananda. But that is an Anartha. What is Anartha? That is that which is not Ananda. If you got motive, other desires except Krishna, these are called anartha. Desire for sense gratification, violating the laws of the scriptures, desire for getting sensuous enjoyment, accepting the laws of Vedas, karma, desire for getting salvation, desire for getting fulfillment of desires and other desires, all these are anartha. Anartha means it is not our requirement. Requirement is Purna Bhagavan. For if we serve Him for His own sake, then that is our requirement. By that we can have contact with Ananda. If you take the help of Ananda to getting non-eternal things, you are most unfortunate. You may get non-eternal things, but that will not give us happiness. For that is anartha. When you serve Krishna for material benefits, there is anartha. Those are anartha, ulterior motives. By doing bhajan with sincerity, with bona fide heart, in the company of the sadhus, gradually, we will, our other ultimate desires will be removed. In 1 minute, in 1.5 minutes, I can finish this word. Adu shuddha tato sadhu sangha ato bhajana kriya dhanartha nipisa nishtha ato nishtha tato vijit. Finish it by half a minute, but it may require thousands of bars or lakhs of bars to cross over one stage. It's not so easy. Now, first Shraddha. When Shraddha is got, that from that one-pointed devotion starts. And after that, by previous impressions, they come into the mind, they disturb us. For that reason, we have to go to a certain sadhu who will help me in this matter by giving his company and giving instructions. And now we have started. Now we shall not give our energy to any other thing, or we shall give energy for service of Krishna. But please tell me how to serve Krishna. And at that time, already suddenly we cannot give all our energies. We are trying, as per instruction of the scriptures and as per instruction of Guru Vaishnava. Now, if we sincerely perform, then what will be the result? Then you will have some sort of feeling of Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And that some sort of feeling will create abnegation in your heart, renunciation in your heart, indifference mentality in your heart to worldly things. Automatically it will come. When light comes, then darkness removed. And darkness removed, then misidentified self removed. And misidentified self removed, then no desires for children. As long as the misidentified self, I am this body, the bodily interest, I cannot give up. When I have got that knowledge, now we have heard that we have got this misconception, but have got no feeling. When we got a feeling, then we shall not desire any other thing. When we shall not desire anything, then there will be nishtha. There will be no diversion of mind. Nishtha. Ni, nishtha-dharupena, sthita. Ni, nishtha-dharupena, stha, sthita. Perpetually, permanently, my mind will rest on Supreme, fixed on Supreme. There will be no diversion. Nishtha. Without giving my energy to anything else, we are always going to perform bhajan. Without losing a moment. And after doing this, then ultimately there will be ruchi. But at the first we cannot get ruchi. Ruchi will test. With test we cannot perform. We have to perform as per instructions of the scriptures. We have to perform penance. And you know it is our duty to worship Krishna, duty like that. There is some pressure. Taking medicine. Now medicine is capsule, but in our boyhood we have seen medicine, very bitter medicine they used to give. And no child wanted to take the medicine. If you do not take medicine, then you will not get recovery for your disease. You should take. No, Achana. You will die. Let me die. And what is this small boy cannot understand. No, I shall not take. It's bitter. Then, for parents, what the children like? This is Rasagulla. Rasagulla. Sweet. Oh, if one Rasagulla is given, that will not be harmful to him. Doctor says, yes, you can give. Is sugar candy or a Rasagulla you can give. Child, my dear child, boy, Rasagulla. Oh, yes, I should take it. First you take this medicine, then one Rasagulla will be given. First you take this medicine, by getting the medicine, I shall get Rasagulla. Yes, they give medicine. Cough. Somehow, take the medicine to get Rasagulla. And he, that child gets the Rasagulla. Child thinks, by getting the medicine, I have got this Rasagulla. For giving Rasagulla, parents have not given, but to cure his disease. He does not understand. What can be done? But that is. First we will take like this. Now, when all ulterior desires will be removed, then we taste we shall do. Nobody is to ask me to perform bhajan. With interest, with taste, with relish. At every step we should have some sweetness. And after that, asakti. There will be attachment to Krishna. And your mind will be removed from all these things. And after attachment, there will be bhava bhakti. Then prema. And here it is said, kirti saddhavat saddha bhavasa sadhana vida nitya savasya prakatram hirdi saddhata. Saddha is object is love for Krishna, bhava bhakti, that we can get by our own sense organs, by taking shelter to Sadguru and Shuddha Vaishnava, pure devotees. If you go on performing sadhana, then gradually you will get bhava bhakti. They already have seen gradual development how in this previous look. Then that is inherent in you. You have nothing you have to borrow from somebody. Nitya Shvasya Bhadrasya Prakatram Hidishadhyata. Nitya Siddha. That causes devotion is inherent in the self. All real self of a jiva has got that natural love for Supreme Lord. It's inherent. Something you have to be borrowed, you have to take, somebody else is not. Isn't that the fact? You have to awaken that. It is there. All the real selves are eternally related to the Supreme Lord. But they are not feeling now. Why? As for example, magnet is there and iron is there. We have got experience of this. Magnet's nature is to attract the iron. Iron's nature is to be attracted by the magnet. This is the nature. Natural function, the natural nature of the iron and the magnet. Now, magnet is there, iron is there. Magnet is not attracted to the iron. Iron is not attracted to the magnet. What you say? Oh, it is false. What I have heard, the iron is attracted by magnet, magnet attracts, and this is not fact. But this is fact. Now, the iron is covered with some dust. Rust is there. For that reason, that nature is not awakened. You have to remove those dust. Then if dust, rust, immediately iron will run towards magnet, and magnet is that. Magnet is like Krishna. Krishna is magnet. Krishna is attractive. We are Karshna, and Supreme Lord is Krishna. Krishna, he attracts all and pleases all, gives happiness. And we are attracted by him. But this is not, now it is not manifested. Because of our contact with external potency, some doubts have come. Your love for Krishna is inherent in you. You have to awaken only. Nitya svabhava prakatram hidi saddhata. You have to manifest it. Nothing you have to take from anybody else in this world. What we have to do? Sravan kittantar sarupa lakkhan, tatastha lakkhan ubhaje premadhan. Sravan kittar, smaran, all these devotional forms. particularly Shravan Kirtan. When a mother has got affection for the child, and child, after hearing of the child, grown up age, child has left, is somewhere, has gone somewhere. Mother is separation grief. When anybody speaks about their child, your child is doing something, doing this thing, is very, he has got, in all respects, he is doing progress in existence. Same words are speaking thousands of people, and mother gets angry because mother has got affection. It does not become stained. It is the nature of love. And I have got the experience. Because my father has got some sort of affection for me. Because I am not intelligent, but as for that reason. And when he asked me, how you have given the examination in BA, in Kuchbihar College, I also said, I have not been, my result would be bad like that. Father was in pain, so much shocked that I committed a mistake by saying this. But what is this? Then I was thinking, I should not have spoken like this. I have given, maybe good, maybe bad like that, but I am Simran. My result will not be good like that. It should not be. After the result, when our Guru Maharaj saw that I have passed with distinction, our revered father is speaking to all. You see, my son, the things, you see, I was so much ashamed. What is this? This sort of affection, you can understand. Father can understand. You have become father. You can understand this. I could understand. But I was ashamed because everybody is going and everybody is speaking like this. In this, there is some interest in the love. But if still you will find, when you have got love for anybody, and if you hear of some praise of the body, some praise of that person, then that does not become stale. Always it is. Like that. When one has got love for Krishna, when he hears about Krishna, his glories, every time he got a taste of new ambrosia. For that reason, Shravan Kirtan, we have got a liking to hear about Krishna, to speak about Krishna, to remember about Krishna, because we have got love. And there will be actual love for Krishna. Then he will hear numerous times for it, again you will have the aptitude to hear. It can never become stale. Shravan Kirtan. This is the sign of love. If you get love, if you hear glories of that beloved person, it cannot become stale even in this world. And for Supreme Lord, at every step, new ambrosia. I have got no liking to hear about Krishna, to speak about Krishna. Then you have got your averse. Shravan Kirtan, Shravan Kirtan Smaran, Sarupa Lakhan, this is the original sign. And by their consequence will be Tarsha Lakhan Upajaya Premadhan. The consequence will be Prem. When you Shravan Kirtan you do, then you will have praying. Nitya Siddha Krishna Vayam Shadya Kabunaya Savradi Siddha Jitya Karayudaya. Nitya Siddha. It is there in the nature of the real self, love for Krishna is there. You are only to awaken from whom? Who has awakened their real self. Awakened soul who are performing bhajan always and where who have contact with Krishna. You have to come in contact with him, not with the platform speakers. Their nature of the self is very arrogant. They are doing it for some ulterior motives, for getting money, etc. Platform speaker cannot sing the glories of Supreme Lord. Then motive is different. Absolute is for himself and by himself. One who sincerely has given for the service of Krishna, then Krishna can appear to him. He is for himself and by himself. If you got any other motive, Krishna will not appear. Very difficult to get such an awakened soul. Awakened soul Sukadeva Goswami, he was giving the knowledge of the divinity through words from the mouth, and Sukadeva Parikshit Maharaj was taking it through the ears, and he was also hearing with great earnest sincerity, earnestness and sincerity, hearing. And Sukadeva Goswami, he was astonished to see Parikshit Maharaj, you take rest for a time. He was hearing, you take some food, breakfast, take some water. Then he will be ruined. The Parikshit Maharaj said, I have got only 7 days' time. You should not think about me. I am not feeling any difficulty. Noishavati dushra khudmam takta modvi bahadvate. Without water nobody can survive. But I have got no feeling about it. I am not taking water. I am not taking food. But I am not feeling anything about this. How is it? Because his mind is absorbed. Pibantam tan mukajam hachyutam harikathamritam. I am already drinking your nectar of harikatha. I have got no desire to sleep. I have got no want for or thirst, want for water or anything on food. I need not regard this. You go on speaking. I shall hear. For continuously 24 hours for 7 days he was hearing and Sukadeva Goswami was chanting without water, without anything. And Sukadeva Goswami got Krishna by chanting and Parikshit Maharaj got Krishna by hearing. And whenever we should start, we should first see watch. At 9 you should stop. We shall have other works to do. And I also, the speaker also, he wants us to rest. I must take my rest, all right. It's good for me. For the speaker also good.
No.
For the hearers good.
Only we want rest.
Like that. You see. Now, awakened soul, if you have contact with him, your eternal nature will be awakened. With belief you have to hear. You may have drawbacks, many other desires, but you have to go to a bona fide awakened soul and you have to hear him. You have to give your energy for his service. Then that will awaken your eternal nature and you will have causeless devotion to Sri Krishna, which cannot be hampered by anybody, obstructed by any kind of force on this earth. Cannot be obstructed. Now that sadhana bhakti is of two kinds. Like vaidhi bhakti, raganava bhakti. Sadhana bhakti There are two kinds of sadhana bhakti. One is vaidhi bhakti. Another is raganuga bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti, what is vaidhi bhakti? Raghin jan bhaje shastri ragyai. Vaidhi bhakti will sarva shastri jai. Those who have got natural love for Krishna and desirous of performing bhajan, they perform bhajan as per instruction of the scriptures with the sense of duty. Supreme Lord is our sustainer, maintainer, and He is our eternal master. We should serve Him with our duty. And as per His instruction, so instructions comes through His own saying, scriptures, you have to worship Him. The spiritual instruction, when you start bhajan, that is called vaidhi bhakti, but he has got no natural liking, automatic liking for Krishna. But he has got the desire to serve Krishna. But how he can desire? How can serve? By the instruction of the scriptures where it is written, you have to do all this, accept these commandments, and you have to give up this prohibition. As per Nishamjati-sama. Our Guru Maharaj, when he was in Assam, in Hailakandi, there is a northeast place, and there are many devotees there, Chaitanya Mahapurusha devotees. They organized a meeting on the occasion of the Nityananda Prabhu's advent. Guru Maharaj is, this time I am here by the desire of the devotees. Guru Maharaj sent one letter to us. Letter not to me, letter to Jagavan Prabhu, who was the Bhatin child, who was his god brother. At that time Jagavan Prabhu was the Bhatin charge of Calcutta. And he was also conducting this Chaitanya Bhani monthly magazine. Directly he was in charge. And our Param Puja Puri Goswami Maharaj, he is the president. I am under him as editor. Now, Jagavan Prabhu has given a letter. You should publish it in Chaitanya Bhani. There he has written, you will find in the biography of our Guru Maharaj, you will find it. It is his own writing. There are three kinds of sevakas. One sevaka serves Krishna and his devotees inspired by love. Another sevaka serves Krishna and his devotees actuated by the sense of duty. And third sevaka serves Krishna and Vaishnavas by self-interest. Some worldly interest. Vaidhi bhakti and raganuga bhakti are eternal. Because they are actuated by the devotion as per instruction of scriptures and as per love, automatic love, spontaneous love for Krishna. The highest is those who serve Krishna with love. And those who serve Krishna by the injunction of the scriptures, they are also doing service, they are vaidhi bhakti. It is eternal. But those who are serving with bounded interest, it is non-eternal. For bounded interest, they have joined the institution, and they have got some demand in their heart. If you give, he is doing puja of the deities as long as he will be given something. And if you stop giving that, then puja will be stopped. If you give something for his livelihood and other requirements, articles, then he will. And if you do not give, he will stop. There is a condition for mundane interest, there is non-eternal. That relation with the which Sri Krishna and his devotees is non-eternal. And sometimes that has been not stated in Guru Maharaj's writing, but in if they leave this service when their interest is fulfilled, and if their interest is not fulfilled, also they leave. There is no utility of going to the to Vishnu and Vaishnava, our interest is not fulfilled. There is no efficacy. And if the interest is fulfilled, and we have fulfilled, we have got nothing. So we should go out to our house now, like that. But if there are instances that if the aspirant does not get his desire fulfilled, he may do harm to the object of devotion. He may even kill. You will find Devaraj Indra has killed his Gurudev, Vishwarup. Vishwarup was not desirous of giving him mantra. By the instruction of Brahma, he came. And unwillingly he gave mantra. But there has been big history. And Devaraj Indra, Indra being the emperor of the demigods, Shaktagun Pradhan, he killed his Gurudev. And Ravan also, he insulted his object of worship, Mahadev. Become Raktapatra Chitra. But they can become dependent. This is called Raganuga. Ragatmika Jan, the eternal. No enslaved jiva can become Raganuga, Raktapatra Chitra. But can take shelter to them, and those who have taken shelter to them, Raganuga Bhakta, we can get relation with Raganuga Bhakta, not Ragatmika. Siddham, Vasudham, Sudham, they are Sakha, the eternal. Nobody can become Siddham, Vasudham. But those who have got that Sakhara friendship, relation, love, they are called Raganuga. If you can get Raganuga Bhakta of friendship relation, you can get it from them, not from Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakta, Vaidhi Bhakta, you cannot get that. But Ragatmika John, one who has got the grace of the Ragatmika John, is a Raganuga, if you can get, as our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Rupanuga, Raganuga. Now you see, in parental affection, Nanda Maharaj Yashoda Devi. Nobody can become Nanda Bhagavan Yashoda Devi. But Nanda Maharaj Yashoda Devi, grace somebody has got, and he's become Raganuga Vatsalya Bhakti. We can get his connection, get his grace, Raganuga. His enslaved jivas of this world, if they perform sadhan, as per direction of realized souls, Shuddha Bhakta, they can get that. And in Sahaja Sampradaya, some they act like a Lolita Vishakha, it is not. Lolita Vishakha, nobody can become Lolita Vishakha. They are barbarians. For constitute of love, Gopi Prem, Radharani, nobody can do that. But Astrasukhi. But we can, there may be those who have got the grace of the Ragatmika Jan, they become Raganuga, Raganuga Bhakta. We can get their grace. What is the how we can understand that he has got this Raganuga Bhakti? What is the symptom? Ishte Garha Trishna Rageshwaru Palakka. Ishte Garha Trishna. Trishna means? Garha Trishna. Form or deep, great, thirst, great perturbation of heart, what I can say. This is called the symptom of Raganuga Bhakti. Did not care for scriptural injunction. When they will have the company of a real Brajavasi, not so-called Brajavasi, real Brajavasi Bhakta, automatically they will have the aptitude to love Krishna as servant, to love Krishna as friendship, friendship relation, to love Krishna as parental affection, love Krishna as concept of love. Automatically it will come. They are very forceful. And that symptom is Ishtakara Krishna. There cannot be anything else in their mind. Krishna, for Krishna there will be a tremendous perturbation of heart with it. And consequence of that is the Abhishtada. Consequence of that. Abhishtada. Abhishtada means absorption of mind, engrossment of mind totally on the object of Krishna. That is the consequence. Tatastha lakkhane. Tatastha lakkhane. Then there will be desire, extreme thirst. That is called, there is a symptom. And whenever we hear about Krishna, saying that about Krishna, we feel that is boring, then he has got not that stage. Even Sivas Pandit was sitting when Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit holding discourses in Srimad Bhagavat, a great Buddhist scholar. And Sivas Pandit was here. He was not a devotee at that time. But he was a great Pandit. And also, he has got control over senses. By hearing Krishna Lila, Sivas Pandit, very ecstatic, he shouted. And his disciples took him from this meeting and got him out from the meeting. He committed offense to Sivas Pandit. He was not a devotee. But when he was speaking about Krishna, the surcharge, Sivas Pandit, he has got the inspiration. Surcharge. In that level, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running towards it in a hair lot when he heard about Krishna's pastimes. And Govinda talked like that. When there is a surcharge, then he talked. Ishta Abhishta Tatastha Lakkhan Gatham. Ishta Tatastha means, after Ishta Abhishta, the consequence of that will be the engrossment, absorption of mind to but when anybody comes in contact, then he will have the greediness or desire to serve Krishna in that way. Now, lobh means longing, extreme longing. If it is come, it is very tremendous. There is no need of teaching him anything. And by the company of a real Vrajavasi, anybody has got this, he will save and he will automatically will go to serve Krishna with that tradition. Tremendous force is there. Shastra Jukti Nahi Bane, Raganugar Prakriti. Lobe Bhadvadavasi Bhavir Kare Onubhuti. Lobe. With lobe, he is totally following the way of worship of the gopis. They did not care for his spiritual injunction. Very difficult to get the company of a real Brajavasi. If anybody can get this, then automatically his mind will go there. When there will be a scent, a glimpse of the sweetness of Krishna, whole world will be drowned, will be finished, world religion will be finished. But as long as we have got not that sort of sweetness, even a glimpse, so long we shall have some attraction to these worldly things, and then we are performing bhajan like that. To go on.